Nectarines. He's a good man. I'm laughing with nectarine in my teeth when she says it. Let me translate. I should be grateful. He must be a good man to take me. My shriveled parts, my broken down thumbs, my mutations, and drink of them. She notices every finger as she examines my great-grandmother's engagement ring. Her gaze strays to the inner arch of my hand. She sees my thumb tender without the weight of knuckles. Her breath, sweet from milky tea, gasps at the sight, but not as much as to disturb the necklace at her throat. My wrist trembles as she realizes her thumb presses a scar from my second surgery. My smallest imperfection. Unnoticed before, her long pause. Do you mind if I ask? No. I wind out the tale of my genetics. Will you have children? Always the next question, disturbing me like a stranger's hand on a pregnant belly. Of course. I know my face, blank, eyes shifting colors, gray, blue, green. W.E.B. Du Bois writes of the veil he bears his children into, the black veil, the darkness of hate. He loves his child, but this is his gift to him. My womb is such a veil. I could pass this on like a beauty mark or crooked teeth. Then she says it again. He must be a good man. The urge to spit in her face, irresistible. To question the viability of my children as if they were cars. Yes, irresistible, as telling the children I grew up with, a wild dog bit off my thumbs, and he is still about the place.